You always hurt the one you love.
You're listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
Hello. Do you believe you hurt the one you love? Of course you do. There's not a person who listens to me that does not know he doesn't do it. I mean, doesn't know you do it. You always hurt the ones you love. And maybe this is a good theme for the program. However, before I start on that, I would prefer to discuss the subject of meditation and the simplicity of it. But I need some callers, and I set it up last night. I gave my audience, in case you were listening, and hope you were, a little piece of a meditation exercise that would lead to the next step. But I left the next step out, which is very simple. And I suggested if they wanted to do the complete thing, that they needed to go to the website. And not necessarily my website, but a special website I put there. It's called antidoteforall.com. That's the website name. And there it is by itself, complimentary, no charge. And in 7 minutes, I can promise you, if you have a heart for looking for the truth and haven't found it, and you have full of anxiety like you do, and you're taking pills and nothing works, just put that aside a minute, but you know you've got a problem that stress is caused. And so, if so, and you kind of get the idea that meditation is extremely simple and beautiful, and you don't have to meditate all day long. You only need 7 minutes a few times a day to bring you to a state of mind that where you can stay forever. Otherwise, you'll be lost in your thoughts, overreacting to everything. And nearly every problem, everything, in fact, that's gone wrong with your life, or ever will, is caused by being overreactive, being upset, annoyed, aggravated, irritated, whatever you want to call it, and lost in your thoughts. That's what happens, you get lost in your thoughts. Your thoughts are drawn down, away from intuitive thinking, into becoming a word-centered person. So words, the spoken words, when spoken to you in a way that's cruel and cunning and deceitful, you cannot see through it. And when you react to it, the words of other people control you. And you are like a person, you become like a person tied to a ball and chain. And the ball will roll downhill and you go with it. There's nothing you can do. And I'll take questions. I have a call right away, Gail from Virginia, but just wonder, it won't be just a minute before we break for the show. Just 2 minutes. I just want to finish my point. So, lost in your thoughts, the wills of half-forgotten people and events operating through a pool of repressed feelings and desires. They act out their drama through your, what you call, personality, as though they were your very own ambitions and dreams, and damned if you succeed and damned if you don't, because you've got the wrong energy. You're being pulled along, and even at, you know, doing the right thing in the wrong way. Wrong energy. There's a divine energy, and then there's the stress energy that pulls you along that you need to run your engine. You know, and that's the most dangerous thing you can do, but you don't see it because it produces euphoria, anger, hate, and insecurity drives you to be ambitious and set your own goals rather than the purpose that was prepared for you. So somewhere in the distant past, there was the original upset, traumas, lots of them, and something or someone that you deeply resented changed the course of your whole life, and you cannot turn back. You can only go forward. Your past is coming through the present into your future every time you react. Listen to that simple thing. Your past is coming through the now into the future. So you're compounding a problem. So you have to deal with the now, because otherwise each now brings more mischief up with it. Okay, So the number I want you to call, and just to let you know, this is the reason for all your conflicts and unhappiness and diseases, all the way down to cancer. You name it, 95%. Now, if I was a funny guy, if I was one of those guys that are, you know, inspirational preachers, you'd swarm to me. But because I'm telling you the truth, you shrink. And shrink you will if you're not careful. I would have you not do so. So stay tuned and enjoy a conversation with me. Call me with a problem. Especially if you started the meditation last night and I gave you halfway and you went to the antidoteforall.com and you actually did it. Please call me and have a nice chat with me and I'll finish it off for you.
The foundation of human understanding teaches an observation exercise, often called meditation, which permits you to become objective toward your problems and allows your heartaches, bad habits, fears, and anxieties to be completely eliminated from your life without effort on your part. Until you have begun to practice this exercise, much of what you see and hear on the following program may be shocking and upsetting to you. But if you will listen calmly and with an open mind, you may discover the key to the peace of mind and joy for which you've been searching all of your life. And now, from the foundation of human understanding, here is Roy Masters.
Yes, I said I'll help you to overcome hurting the one you love. Just check your marriage, the marriage relationship. About 80%, to be honest. How can you have a country that runs on 80% divorce? And when you get married again and again, your kids hate you. And the reason why you're divorced is because you only hurt the ones you love. But you don't know what love is, that's why you hurt them. And so we'll define what love is if you like. But yesterday I gave a little clue as to the beauty and simplicity of meditation. I'm requesting those of you who went to the website, my website, FHU.com, that's got it there, it's not costly, it's free. It's complimentary. And if you go to the antidoteforall.com, then there's no website, there's just that. And you sit quietly and finish off the meditation. I began yesterday, only did half of it. Actually, a little less than half. I'm looking for people tonight who did that and want to talk to me. And I will help them. I can't help you if you don't call. The reason why I say that, because each person has a special thing. For example, your dad, the typical one, your grandpa, said you were a dirty little rat and you have no brains and you're going to go to hell. And it goes round and round in your head and you prove yourself that you're not a dirty little rat, or you give into that and you become nothing and a drug addict. But if you are to become something, you make up your mind, I'm not going to put up with that, I'm going to show him. And then you will yourself into a failing life. Yeah, you will yourself. It's not going to work. You don't know that. Because it does seem good when you set a goal and it's fun to achieve it. And if you get frustrated, you try again, and it's fun to achieve it, but you're moving further away from the real goal. You seek first the kingdom of heaven, and all others will be added to you. There's something you need to do. And then from there, it unfolds like a flower, but there's no ego involved. How about an effortless life? I'm enjoying my effortless life. And I'm enjoying, you know, the trials and tribulations. This is a testing ground. And the more I suffer, the more I'm abused, and I don't bring it on myself. Like looking for trouble will find me. But the fun of it is, I know how to deal with it, no matter what. And so I'm just looking towards the end of my life, you know, not going out with a bang. To go out with a whisper. It's a secret place we leave. We get to when we leave here. I wish you'd follow this, because I can make your life better. I can help your country. And if you will please, and then I'll take my first call. If you will please go to that website. If you don't want to go to the website with all the stuff on it, I have a very important lecture for next Sunday. It's being edited right now. But if you would like to save your country, you haven't got much time for the midterms. And if this little meditation can go viral, then we could win, because there's something in it that will wake people up. The trouble is, people don't want to wake up. They love their pleasures. They love their delusions. They love their illusions. See, they enjoy their pain, because even pain takes you away from the greater pain of anxiety, because you're a falling person, and a failing person, and a guilty person. And you don't understand guilt, you don't want to face it. So you live in a fantasy. You look for pleasure, etc., etc. You enjoy your slavery, but you don't see your slavery. You think you love that which enslaves you, just like the addict loves the enslaver. You can't resist him. And it begins with sex, in case you didn't know. And it passes on through sex, in case you didn't know. And we'll talk to our callers. 800-866-8883. I'm looking for a person who actually did the meditation by himself or herself on the recommendation of yours truly, to see if in that 7 minutes things change. So I'll take my first call, hoping that Gail is one of those people from Virginia. Hello, Gail, let me give the phone number first, 800-877-3227, 9 to 11 West Coast time, Monday through Friday, please, if you want to call. 800-877-3227. Gail, are you there? It's Roy.
Yes, I am, Roy.
And what can I do for you, young lady?
I have been meditating about 8 months, but I did go to antidoteforall.com.
Yes.
And that really encapsulated everything for me, and it was a different experience. I was able to completely separate myself from my thoughts, and it was just awesome. But I had a couple of questions.
Please do.
I know that God is inside us, our creator.
How about within?
Within
and beyond.
Yes.
Whatever the beyond is there.
That was my question, because the light and the energy would come from within, but I also have a sense that the light is shining down too. I mean, the light
is shining through your consciousness as it is, as it becomes objective. It becomes a lens. Like, I don't know how to compare it with anything, but a lens would do very nicely. And so your soul becomes purified in that moment as it moves towards back. As you stand back from your thoughts, you're actually moving towards God, believe it or not. You're not standing back as relative, because in going backwards, you're actually going forward to something.
Ah.
You back up into another car, so you're going forward to...
Well, that makes sense. it really does. The other thing was, I know you said at one point, I can't exactly remember when, but you said that once we have reconnected with God, we don't sin anymore.
No, you can't. It's not possible. Because if you're saved from sin, what are you saved from? If you're in a big pot of manure and I take you out, what have I saved you from? Can you want to go back?
Well, no, not
well. You can't go back, because you haven't got a choice. You've been saved from being born into a pot of crap.
You put it.
I don't know how to say it.
But
if you want to go back, go back. You can't, though.
No.
The truth is, you either belong to the... Look, if I may use strong language, you either belong to the devil or you belong to God. Which one do you want to belong to? Somewhere you're in the middle there. You're born in the middle because of that you inherit from your mother through the failing of all fathers.
Yes.
The sin of Adam. And women are contagious. They are contentious little creatures. Forgive me. Beautiful, contagious little creatures who have a problem of program, being programmed, and being subject to the dark side of the force, whether they like it or not. And a good woman like yourself knows there's something wrong, and you need a man strong enough to love you and to say no to you when you are mischievous and want something that's not sensible and not wise and not good and very selfish. And so a man, if he's really a man, he will say no. And then you might, the consequence for that usually in the mind of the man is he's not going to get his love and sex. See?
Yeah.
So the tendency is so addicted to the approval of the woman and the pleasure he gives him, he deserts God by degrees, going downward with, and the woman dragging him down with, bringing him down with her. He brings out the worst in the woman to serve the worst in himself. That is a cycle that never stops. It's true of every marriage until the truth has set you free. And that may take years. When you get married, it's hell. Marriage is hell for both men and women. Women want to be saved from it, and men want to but love from it.
What? Well, exactly, and it's and there's so few good men, godly men.
Oh, there's very few. I don't care how good looking they are, and if they're on television, they're nice and friendly. Yeah, but when they get home and put their pants on the end of the bed, you're not the same person.
Exactly.
That's all
I know. It's a frustrating situation.
Actually, it's disgusting.
Yeah, it is disgusting. I mean, that we've gotten to this point.
Yeah, but I'm saying that sex could be so beautiful, but it isn't. It's just guttural.
Yeah, it does. I know because I can attest to my own marriage as a similar situation. And
you know what I said when I said it's guttural and earthy and animal and filthy?
Yes.
And I can see men saying, what's the matter with him? He doesn't know what fun is. He doesn't know what happiness is. That is some people like that.
A lot of
people are more addicted to pleasure and love from somebody. Love from the president. Love from the drug pusher. Love from all the worst kinds of people that rise to the occasion of that need. The perversity in our society is out the roof. And if you look around Las Vegas, Atlantic City, and other places, and the drugs and the alcohol, we're not free people anymore.
No, we're slaves.
We are owned, and we're owned.
Really?
And the dark force has risen in the form of a government, hasn't it? And he's playing with us. He's rising to the occasion of our wicked little needs and creating bigger problems. And the bigger every problem he creates, he has a solution because he's the government. And so every problem he creates a solution, but the solution, the cure is worse than the disease. And that's how manipulators work. And you can control the country with it. And people try to control each other by playing the same games, women with men and men with women. They intimidate each other to give in, to yield to their will. It doesn't matter which one wins. We no longer are close to God anymore. And we pass that on to our children because our children see. I can remember what my younger son said about his brother. He says, but he saw me arguing or my wife arguing with me in the car. And my son Michael was there and my son Mark was there and he was only 7 years old. And so he was about to be angry with me for being difficult with him, with mother, but he saw that I was correct. The other boy saw my wife was correct. So my son took on my identity as a man, and the other son took the identity of his mother. And he's a little bit broken himself now. He won't end up, he's got that to this day. He's got that anger towards dad. And I said, I know what it is. That's how it works. You have a fight in front of your wife. She can actually look like the bad guy, good guy, and you look like the bad one. The man would look like the bad one. And that's a dangerous thing. Are you there? Gail, are you there, Gail, still?
Oh, yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you, but you saw my point. Just even an argument, and a woman is difficult. And in my case, my son has taken it much further. The good son has taken it further than the not-so-good son, in a sense. He's okay. He's a very popular person and very talented, and he's wealthy. And he's successful. But he has this thing in me from that moment.
Yes. See,
in that moment, my wife was difficult. She was absolutely out of order, and the younger son saw it. The other one was mother-centered to some degree,
yeah,
for reasons I can't explain on the phone. I know them all. But the thing, he took my wife's side, so he tends to be liberal. He's the only liberal in the family.
Yeah.
See that? He takes the woman's side. And so therefore he cannot really flower as a man like he should. He's doing his best with his children, but I only use that as an example in my own family, how something simple like that can divide, and if dad be right and mom wrong, and I was correct, and it's kind of been that way for a lot ever since, and still, as long as I hold my ground and not get angry, eventually they all come around. And they have.
Yeah.
See, they have. So it's a matter of if I don't die from it, because things like that cause the men to die and to get drunk.
Yeah.
But not me.
Well,
I know.
You have a lot of mileage left.
You're damn right.
Yes, you do.
And the bad guys better watch out.
Exactly. I'm so glad you're there.
Yeah, I'm glad I'm here too. That's two of us.
But, you know, there's this, a friend of mine gave me a plaque that says, love God with all your heart and all your soul and all
mind
your
and
mind.
Strength. Yeah.
And I know you've talked about the monkey brain. And
yes.
So,
because a monkey brain is what your brain is. It's perishable. And there's not a place in it for a soul. And you don't want to be entangled with it. You don't want to be entangled with the machinery of your mind, because if that's the case, you do not have any command over it from within. The command comes from emotions.
Aha, uh-huh. Yes.
See?
Okay.
That's why I'm insistent that you know that the meditation must be simple and precise. And if you do it, you know, a couple of times a day, just to keep you in that, moving in that direction, because it's a movement in that direction. And the story of the prodigal son, eventually he decides, you know, being in a pigsty, thinking to himself, my father's servants do better than this. He comes home thinking that his father will never forgive him. If he was God, he wouldn't forgive himself. So he, as he approached the door of the father, knowing that, met him halfway. And that's what's going to happen. In your journey, he'll meet you halfway.
It's an exciting journey.
I don't know about exciting, because you're giving me the cold shivers when you said that, but it's true. It's joyous for me to hear a person like you calling. There's so few of you.
Well, I just thank God that you're speaking, you know, the truth, because it's not very often that we hear it.
No, we don't want a broken country. It's well known in Marxism that once a country is captured the way America is captured now, drugs, alcohol, smoking, and all women and sex, and beginning with that, breaking the family down, once that happens, you cannot reverse it. And so that's why we have a very bleak future. Let me give you an idea of that is. You see, you notice, this is not political because he's not running for president. So I talk about Obama. See what he never does the wrong thing. He just doesn't do the right thing.
Yeah.
See, So, and then it's hurt, and then comes rescue, consequence. And so, he creates the problem, and then rises to solve it, and creates another one by solving it. And that's how it works. It's that simple.
Yeah, one just...
And then we tend to react. And you see everything falling apart. You see the vile countries of the world coming in. These borders are open. And now we've got this... Now we just have an opportunity to explain. Obama? I always get Obama and Ebola. I always get them mixed up, and there's not much difference, if you don't mind me saying so.
Well...
Listen, I think he's worse off. See, this time, what he's done, he's made the move. He has compassion for two doctors in East Africa. Forget the country. Listen to this. And he brings them in. This is the worst thing you could do. He could send a team out there in a special airplane and close the borders. That would be the good thing to do. No, he ignored it. He actually was very compassionate and bring them in, and everybody agrees with that. That is a mistake, because the average person doesn't have any common sense to see what he's doing. And so you see, but then he leaves the door open for people to keep coming in, and then says that everything's going to be all right, and it isn't. And so then he goes about saying that we're going to do it, all the things we need to do, except close our borders.
And so
that's the only thing you can do. And close also the border, where the airplanes land, and the border south of us, the Mexican border. That must be closed also. Because, you see, a terrorist could be infected. Many of them can be infected with Ebola. Lots of them come into the country and you wouldn't know, then blow themselves up in a city, so all the blood and pieces will spill all over. And the first reactors will come in and get Ebola.
And there's so much misinformation
Misinformation is all part of what you've elected. You don't expect the enemy your president is your enemy. He's a Marxist.
Yeah.
He's in cahoots with the Russian fellow. I can't think of his name for the minute.
Oh, the Putin.
Vladimir Putin.
It's a scary situation.
And but you see, the trouble with American people, they're too afraid to say it. You see, if a person murders your son, and you don't call him a murderer, and he doesn't get charged with murder, you can't try him and execute him. Or whatever you do. And so if you don't call Obama what he is, a Marxist, and the fundamental transformation is downward, and we thought it was upwards, but I knew better. It's only because American people are desperate, they're weak. They've got drugs, alcohol, sickness, every kind of disease you can think of. American people are no longer free. All they want is a solution. He rises for the solution, and takes from Peter, he takes from those who have and gives it to the have-nots. And pretty soon he has 40% of the country an army. And he owns them. You see that? And we're paying for, we taxpayers are paying for the army he's building.
It just seems as though sin is so rampant. I mean,
Well, that's the reason why, because the schools are all socialism. The schools are all populated by Marxist teachers, and I've been saying that for years. And you're going to go for the kids, and once you go for the kids, you destroy them. You destroy their thinking. You destroy their families. You do all that, and then you have the news media. What they call the news media. It's it's the news media. It's the name for it. It's the wrong kind of name for the news media, but it's... So I'm talking to a young lady. Now, if you were Putin, do you understand oil?
Yes.
Okay. If oil is 88 cents a barrel, and that's the cost of production, if oil goes down to $88, Putin can't make a living. See, right now it's down to 82 cents a barrel, because the Saudis have got very clever, because they're they have a problem with what we have. So they normally they don't like us, but they're wise. They've sort of grouped in and they've hopped in and helped us. And so what they've done, they've lowered their oil, so that's why the oil prices are cheaper, because what Putin is doing, see, what he has been doing is using it. Russia does not produce much like America.
Yeah.
It's a very ineffective industrial country. Where he gets, he's got tons of oil, and so long as he has oil, he can have his way. But if oil goes down to 82 cents, he's losing money, and the ruble will collapse.
Oh, yeah.
And if the ruble collapse, so what he's doing, he's creating a crisis here, a bigger crisis than there. You know very well he's not going to open the border to people with Ebola. He's not going to do it. What he's going to do, he's going to steal our prominence in the world. In other words, if he can cause this country from behind the scenes, which he is, guaranteed or your money back, if he can do this, then what will happen is America will go into a paddock, and he can what they call, there's a name for it, we can weaponize Ebola, because it can mutate 400 times. And I know that Ebola took less time to infect people, 3 or 4 days, but they've weaponized it so it could go out further, so people will get it and pass the test, if you see what I mean. Go maybe months into the future, we don't know, but so thousands of people will be having it and spreading it, and we won't be able to, the country will shut down. Immediately, he's changed places with us. He is now the country that controls everything, that is the center of the universe.
He's the power, and
we're not.
Yeah, and the thing is, we don't even know how Ebola is spread, and so...
Yeah, but that isn't the issue. The issue is, a game is being played with Obama, and people in America are terrified to call a spade a spade.
Well, fear sets in, and...
But then fear sets in, and it intensifies our anxieties and our need for a solution, and the economy falls, and more people go on welfare. And after a while, welfare is easier to live with than making a living, because you get more on welfare than you do when you work, because there's no jobs. And they say you could say goodbye to your country, right? And if you don't stand up now, God help you. There's a terrible thing going to happen in the midterms. A very, very, it's going to be asymmetrical warfare. You'll see.
Listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. Call Roy.
All adversaries of Obama, and they are dangerous liars, and they hold back information and misinformation. I can't find the word too. But anyway, we're going to say goodbye to Gail. Have you finished with me, Gail? Are we okay with it? Are you okay with the new meditation?
Yes, I am. And as always, you have cleared the fog is gone. So
yeah.
I will.
And politically too, right?
Yes.
You know what you're dealing with.
Yes, I do.
Yeah, you and I can't do much, but the American people better listen to me because I know how to fix this. If I had enough people listening to me, I know it's painful to listen to me, and it's nice to listen to this friendly guy who's going to screw everybody. Friendly guys you have to watch, don't you? You know that, don't you?
Yeah, the truth.
Yeah, too friendly.
Yeah.
They're hiding something. But friendliness is what we all look for. Love, we're looking for love from our president, so he loves us. I don't see that as love. But we see it, but most people see codependency as love. In other words, to love those who love you, what profit is there in that, says Jesus? Don't thieves and robbers love thieves and robbers? Don't you see when we become thieves and robbers, when we become demoralized, the tendency is to shun conscience and drink and drug and get pleasure to kill that conscience.
Right, and
you can't get enough of it. After a while, it owns you. And so do the people, all the people behind it, millions of them.
Yeah, it just compounds itself.
Yes, it does.
It's a geometric progression or something.
It's asymmetric warfare because you're going to see war from the sky, atomic bombs from the sky.
Oh, my.
See, watch New York, that aeroplane that's supposed to have gone down in the Indian Ocean, was in a hangar that night.
Yeah, it's a scary proposition.
Okay, I got to go.
Okay.
But I enjoyed your calling. We covered a lot of ground, and so we just being meditative, being a happy person by yourself is not good. We need to be a country of people who have awakened from their suffering. And right now, there is no awakening from suffering. There's nobody. I don't see anybody understanding what little old right winemaker me can do. I have a gift for this. I know how to do it. All I need is people waking up. And that's why I created this little device called the Antidote for All. That's the place you go, or go to my website, fhu.com. We're going to take a calls now from Dale. And ladies and gentlemen, the foundation is a non-profit organization, a 501c3. And we've been that way since 1987, I believe. And it's on a par, exactly the same status as the Catholic Church or all the big churches. So knowing that, there's no reason why you couldn't give us a couple of $1 million, even if it's $1 at the time. See, I will take your widow's mite. All you need is to appreciate what I'm doing and show your appreciation to support the foundation. And so the reason that is because I have to pay to keep everything going. And that's not cheap. And when I cannot, I'll just disappear and you'll have to listen to tapes. That's about it, if you're lucky. I could help you solve your whole problem. Sean Hannity and all the others, you see, they're very good at explaining things, but not causing a change of relationships, a deep change that causes people to see things as they really are and move against them in a right way. But otherwise, we're caught up in it, and it moves against us in a wrong way. All right, we're going to take Dale in Florida. Hello.
Hi, Roy. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine, thank you.
I missed you. It was about 5 days ago. I was listening on my app to your live program.
Oh, we're going to have a brand new app that's really, really wonderful, I think, tomorrow.
Okay, because I lost the signal, and you were talking about putting one foot in front of the other, and I didn't. I said, "Oh man, it sounded so interested," and it just cut off, and I was.
Well, that shouldn't really happen. But we had a makeshift ad, but we got a real good one coming, and it's a matter of design, and it's taken a long time. But we haven't got a lot of money like everybody else, and we can't rush and do things and make things
and
happen.
By the way, Uncle Roy, I got to tell you something. I had a chance to be on a television show, there's a lady that has a studio in her home, and I plugged the foundation on that program, and I explained how you by discovering you and how you enlightened my Christianity to the fullest.
Yes, that's what I do.
And so I just let you know I plugged the foundation on, and it's on YouTube, and I just plugged the foundation, and actually I call you my mentor.
Can you hold the line to let the music pass on me, and then you can keep...
Okay.
Don't go away. We'll just make a little break here. And this is for the commercial stations. Now, we're back to Dale now. See, we're talking through a break that at stations, you know, that I'm on these stations and it's they like the program. I normally have to buy time from other stations. One station costs $13,000 a month. The one in Nevada. So it's 13,000, just one station. So if I have 75 stations and I had to pay for it, I'd go out of business. But the point is, because you see, a person like myself is not an entertainer. I'm the boogeyman, because most of you, many people listening to this program, are afraid and they hide in their religions. It's not just drugs and alcohol that people hide in and lose themselves. They look for inspirational speakers that pretend to be Christian and lift your feelings up into the sky. And that's just as dangerous as any drug. It's worse because you don't see anything wrong with it. It's just love Jesus, love God, loves you, and you just feel lifted, emboldened in your wicked way of life. But you feel good about yourself. See, anyway, I'm not talking to you, Gail. I'm just making some points coming back from the break. But anyway, you're asking God for... What's this thing about asking God permission? I see it on my screen.
Ask you what now?
On my screen, you were interviewed with my producer and screened. And
yeah, but
he's got up there asking God permission. What does he mean by that? Does that strike
no, not
chord
permission. I missed part of your program. I didn't understand what you were meaning.
I lost
the signal, and it was so interesting what you were talking
about.
Well,
when I say I'm putting one foot in front of the other, I have a depth of meaning connected to it. See, because in the opening of the broadcast, I mentioned something, but like, you got to be very careful about the way you react. Because if you react, the past comes through the present, and mm-hmm. becomes a worse future. So the present moment is where the present moment, a fraction of a second, where you make a decision one way or the other. But you can't make the right decision unless you have the right God.
Right.
You've got the God of the universe, or you've got the spirit of Paradise Lost, or the spirit of the world that rises to love you in your hell that you think is heaven, bathed in all kinds of pleasures to the degree that you can afford it, until the anxiety is so great that there's no medicine in the world that can fix it. And the medicine itself becomes the harm, the way the harm is injected, support the worst in you. See, don't you see medicine can't cure a metaphysical problem?
Right.
It can't cure a spiritual problem. It cannot. It's to use medicine to cure something. It's okay to take an aspirin and little things that you need to get you by. That's all good. There's lots of little remedies that you need for little things on your leg or scratches here and there. We understand there's lots of that. And there's good nutrition and all the rest of it. But the main problem, what causes everything to go wrong with your mind, the body, is the wrong energy called stress. And stress is the code word for temptation. And the stressed, that's the stressor. The stressee is the sinner, the one that reacts and begins to become one of them, or appease one of them, but they make a perfect little cell. Because one human being now gives his life force to the bully. And the bully turns around and gives his life force to his bully with respect to that person. He is also a coward and giving up his life force. And it goes all the way to the top. If the mischief begins at the top with Obama, it goes all the way to him, and he gets more and more powerful, and we become more broken. And that's the reason why we have so many broken marriages, because the whole idea is to break up the marriage, make sex free, as if it was a freedom, when it is really a detriment. See, sex has its place, and it has its place with human beings, different from the animals. We just don't jump on each other and create babies we don't want and kill. Simple. But we've accepted that, and 50 million babies have been murdered. They could have been could be citizens, but now it's been displaced by people coming across the border, illegal aliens. We could have 50 million or more Americans who understood the Constitution rather than people coming across the border, especially the worst ones. I'm glad it's not Al-Qaeda over there. I'm glad they're Christian Catholics coming across, because they're beautiful people. But it's some bad stuff coming up with them. The bad's coming in with the good. And it could be, if you keep the border open, that the suicide bomber could be injected with Ebola, and that is a very big possibility. Actually, correct. The timing is right for the midterms right now. One suicide bomber with Ebola, or with the potential of it, blows himself up. That's a different kind of explosion. It will just spread like, your country's finished if you let this man keep doing what he's doing. He's not doing anything right. See, he does wrong by not doing things right. That's all. And that's why you can't finger him. He's got a Ebola czar, and all the people around him in positions are just people, decent people, who do not know what they're doing, and he makes sure that they don't know what they're doing, so they mess things up, not him. So, Dale, I didn't mean to walk away from what you wanted to know. I see, coming back to your point of view, I've wanted in my heart to say these things, so I'm sort of spilling it out on you, if you don't mind. But when I say okay, putting one foot in front of the other, let me come back to that. What it is that, because if you have been saved, whatever that means, you can't sin. Now, I just want people to call me and tell me, because what are you being saved from, like I told the lady? See? So you're being saved from sin, whatever the sin is. It's conditioning. It's servitude to the dark side, which is now serving everybody in this country in one form or another. Drugs, alcohol, music, anything. And the worst kind of music, too. All the worst kind of music feels good. It's discordant. It disturbs you. It disturbs the natural chords in you. But you want to do that because the natural chords, you have conflict with your natural self. And so you have to make something more discordant to kill the pain of God trying to save you. See, he follows you all the way to the grave like a hound in heaven, and that anxiety you feel is made worse by all the drugs you take and all the pleasures you get from loving people and being loved, like thieves and robbers. It's always you will become codependent on somebody who rises to the occasion of your need in your own life, in politics, and in your person. And you will become a slave of that person without knowing it until his mask comes off. See them? See what I mean?
Yes.
You see? And so It is a game of seduction. Basically, it's a game of hypnosis. It is the whole of the country is in a hypnotic state right now, but they can't see it. And if anybody wants to take a look, I don't think anybody ever goes there. But you go to Roy Masters' demonstration of hypnosis, Roy Masters' hypnosis demonstration, and you'll see me in front of 500 people. Take a person, make him take his shoes off, and make him think that the left shoe goes on the right foot, and he's perfectly happy with that. And he actually heard me just say tell him to do that, and he can't believe that I made him do it. And he keeps on. I say, well, don't you remember me saying that I made you do this?
Listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
The phone number is 800-866-8883. The office number is 800. I don't want to give you the office number because you can go to the website fhu.com and get it. 800-877-3227. There it is anyway. You probably lost it, but the number for this program is 800-877-866-8883. And we need your donations, ladies and gentlemen. Because nobody's going to put it this way. If you understand, you can do something. You can become part of something, a body of people doing something, but you're all afraid. Right now, you're in a hypnotic state. The whole country would accept a very small percentage. Even the Tea Party are all most of them in hypnotic states in various ways, but compensate better with it. They are very fastidious about the Constitution and all the rest of it. But the thing is, if those people, and the Tea Party people, good people, and have kind of good marriages, but the same problem is there in every religious home. It doesn't matter if you're religious. You can cover it with religion. You can go to church every week and still have problems, and you stay together, do the best you can. And men will often give in those relationships, and the pastor will always say that the marriage bed is not defiled. It's not true. The marriage bed is defiled, and because we Christians don't know Jesus yet. And I know this because you see, if a Christian can own up to the fact he gets upset, that's all you have to do is just pose the question, do you get upset? Oh yes. You're hypnotized. That's it. And your mind is being programmed to think that God loves you the way you are. It is a very fine thing. You go there and you learn your scriptures, and you can repeat them and you can talk about them, but you only have the words. And as the tendency is, those who do otherwise are very rare. And so even those good Christians, see, decent people with decent behaviors, as best they can, have trouble with their own children. You have just as many marriages breaking up in Christianity still. You always hurt the ones you love because you don't know what love is. You Christians think you know what Christ's love is. I'm not sure the Pope knows. Because if he knew, and he would express it in simple terms, like, here's a meditation for you, and yeah, we'll meet again. We'll talk about it. I don't have a big congregation. My congregation's out there somewhere, and I've helped millions of people to overcome it, for every race and color and creed, to leave behind the spoken word, to understand that the spoken word the spoken word to learn about my voice is giving up. Excuse me, one second. The spoken word is dangerous to a person who does not know how to feel those words. For example, the spoken word by a charming fellow by the name of Obama, when he says he's got a very special choice of words, he never means to do what those words say. For example, fundamental transformation. Do you see? That word. Just figure it. That word could go up. Look, everybody cheers because he puts, with his demeanor, he puts the concept of it, the brightness, he brightens it up and makes it look positive. The thing is, we should be able to do, we're a country, we don't need anybody to make anything positive for us. Just leave us alone. We'll be fine. But we're broken. A broken person always looks for love in all the wrong places. You'll never find love, ever. What you'll find is slavery to approval. And you may not see the slavery to it, and to pleasure, and to false kindness, deception. See, you're looking for a kind word, someone who sees you as you want to see yourself. And if it's only just words, if it's only going to church and the preacher saying God loves you, but misses out, loves you for what you are, not from what you are. See, you can actually miss the whole potential of salvation in not understanding what's going on in everywhere you go. Everybody's got a way to find the truth, and it isn't there. And we're disintegrating. I love you most of all. And even that song lies, doesn't it? You always hurt the lungs you love.
You always hurt the one.
Why would you hurt the ones you love? But you don't know what love is. You're possessive. And you're possessive and you're possessed. That's it. All right, now. let me see. We're going to look at Sandra coming up after the break here. Let me give you a phone number tomorrow to give a donation or the... What's that? Anyway, you can actually... auto-debit, yes. Auto-debit. See, I can't think of big auto-debit. How can you... That idea of being auto debit is sort of not real. It has a bad ring to it, so it's hard for me to think of in terms of it being. But it's safe, and it what it does is to, if enough people would do this, and up the amount of money they give every month, and just figure out how much has Roy Masters helped you, and what's it worth? Would you pay the? I should pay the light bill. How much is it worth every month? How much money have you spent trying to quit this and that and get better? And you get better in just two shakes of a lamb's tail. Betterment is just sitting still, sit quietly, just for a little bit. Until the light catches up with you, that's all. So, please, support the program, please. Post Office Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528. And please don't think I'm political. I just love